The Ask Me Anything panel was organized by students and is one of many community events going on during the month of May. The teens represented Latinos in Action, the Gay Straight Alliance, the Hope Squad, and Impact. The dialogue was raw at times, and the questions from the audience were straight up and honest. The high school students who performed the TEDx talks were also on the panel. They brought their personal stories to life on that stage, and it ignited a community conversation on topics that are often kept as secrets. Piper talked about her drug addiction that started before her freshman year of high school. She says she could get drugs through friends, but that anything anyone wants is readily available online. She's a senior, a straight-A student, and a member of the engineering club. And she'll tell you she is a drug addict. She says some of her classmates have seen her TED Talk and her peers are often supportive, but she did not feel that same support from the school district.
I've always been a really anxious person. Even growing up as a kid, I was always extraordinarily worried about things that are not worth worrying about. I see a therapist now every week, which started because of my drug use as well as depression and anxiety combining together to make a kind of a whirlwind of bad thoughts and bad actions. So on the students are often much more supportive, I guess, but a lot of the administration isn't, as I found recently. I don't know if any of the other talks here, I know that Natalie's, but a couple of the TED Talks were blocked by the school system's filters recently.
Panelist Sadie shared her TED Talk on what it's like to grow up in Park City and experience racism on a daily basis. She told her story of being categorized as a person with brown skin.
Pregnant at 17, high school dropout in the juvenile court system. I am defined by these stereotypes every single day I walk out of the safety of my home. Having to walk out of one culture into a completely new one and already categorized as a failure. I had a 34% chance of dropping out of high school as a Hispanic as of 2010. So at the age of 10, I was already told I wouldn't be making it very far based on something I never got to choose: my skin color and my ethnicity.
One person from the audience asked if the Park City students are more progressive and sensitive to racial stereotyping. Her answer was no. She experiences racial slurs daily from her classmates.
There's still a lot of racial slurs even said to my face at Park City High School directly to me. And there's still a lot of slurs you hear around in the hallway. And teens will just laugh. They'll just say, oh, it's just a joke. They will make these jokes, but they're not thinking about who's receiving that comment or what they've been said before that's already making them feel terrible. So it definitely still exists because I get it said to me all the time. We in the hallways, you'll still hear students say the N-word, you'll still hear them say, oh, these wetbacks. You'll still hear them say, oh, make America great again.
Summit County has survey results that show 1 in 5 youth between ages 12 and 18 have thought about suicide. It's the leading cause of death for this age group. Park City High School student Natalie shared her story of repeated struggles with depression and hopelessness in her TEDx presentation. A member of the audience shared her most intimate thoughts on her own battle with depression.
So everyone, this is something that is very near and dear to my heart. I am someone who struggles with mental health. It is a disorder in my brain. It is a disorder with my chemicals. It's hereditary. All of my siblings suffer from this. My father suffers from this. I have a cousin who is manic depressive schizophrenic and who also has a disorder where she doesn't even know that anything is wrong with her. So even though I may appear to be happy and joyful all of the time, my brain is not telling me that. So I believe Natalie said in the video, you don't know how people might interpret the things you say.
Lexi's TEDx talk was called Let People Love. She says so much has been done by the current administration to squelch the rights of LGBTQ people.
This community has been one of the minority groups to suffer greatly. In January, the president removed all content on LGBT civil rights from the White House website. In February, he revoked protections for transgender students on their use of restrooms in public schools. In March, he rescinded protections for LGBT workers against discrimination in hiring and employment. In April, he finally showed some support and dropped a federal law over North Carolina's statewide prohibition on LGBT equality. However, his support was short-lived, and in July, he signaled that the U.S. military would not accept or allow transgender people to serve. I'm now happy to say that that policy has been deemed unconstitutional and will no longer go into place in 2018.
The Ask Me Anything panel discussion was just one of many events being held in Park City in this month of mental health awareness. Go to ConnectSummitCounty.org for more information and to see the schedule of events. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.